You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers in the beautiful stone building. And what does Shin Daddy have for us today,
Bill? He's been working at something for the last couple of years. He has it perfected. And today's the first day he's going to open up and be set. He has an easel set up as you walk in, and he's doing, every customer comes in, he's doing a caricature of him.
Oh, I
he's
love
a caricature
it.
Artist.
No way.
That's
yes.
awesome.
Yes, so he has the easel set
okay,
for whoever comes in.
Nature.
He's doing, he's, everyone who comes in, they get a caricature. They come into their bank on the way out. They know the big white sheets you have on those?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. He's up there. So Steve's whipping it out.
How many can he do?
With that?
I mean, how many do you think he can
What's
do?
That? Well, today he's planning on doing a couple hundred. Yeah, a couple hundred of them. Whoever comes in, whoever
free?
Comes in.
Free?
Yeah. Of course it's free. Everything's
Shin
fine.
Daddy.
Yeah, there's no charge. He'll take a picture with you if you want at the end. So everyone who comes in.
He gets take a picture.
Yes. He's with a caricature him. Artist.
He just whips
He started
it, up really
it two
fast.
Years ago. He learned it online.
That's intense.
He learned it online.
That's intense.
Very intense.
Yeah.
That's
so you got to sit
that's
there.
Quite a skill set.
Oh,
I think the caricature is one of the coolest things.
How
people
do
can
it?
Do those. It's incredible.
Think about it.
Think about that.
Yeah.
And they whip that.
I think about yourself doing it, trying to do a caricature right now.
Right now. I couldn't draw a sick person. So, yeah, it would be artists mesmerize me. They,
yeah.
They absolutely just, that Shin Daddy. Who he is.
I would expect a long line for this because this is something you would want, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Long line.
Yeah. There'll be a long line.
I think
the easel.
Would.
Yeah.
Characters with a big easel?
A big easel setup, yes. Yes.
He never fails to astound me. I mean, he's so talented.
And if you want a bank, you still can.
I mean, that's a rare combo too. Artist banker.
Yes. You don't see it very much.
No.
And a caricature artist.
Character.
Yes.
Caricature.
Caricature artist, easel set up in the lobby. Yeah, in the lobby.
Huh.
More towards the back.
I imagine
so he doesn't want to get in the way of people that are coming in and out because otherwise the fire safety get on you a little bit if you're blocking up the entrance.
Could be a long line.
Could be a long line, but he's there for you. He'll stay to the very end.
Will he?
Yeah. So if the bank closes, they have to close at a certain time. He stays extra. He will stay extra to finish things up. That's Shin Daddy.
That's intense. That's intense.
I mean, it's a big day.
He's taking care of the people.
Yeah.
I just see it as intense. Because if you're whipping through 100 of them.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
So, thanks. Sorry, I was getting like logged into Husker Online over here.
Yeah.
Oh, you were.
Yeah,
do you know how to
do that? What's going on? What's going on this weekend?
Well, just get ready for the spring game. Thanks to Midwest Bank for always sponsoring Hour 2. I got their hat on today.
Rocking
the Midwest Bank hat today here on Friday.
Yeah,
here. Me.
Oh, you are.
Me,
yeah.
I am.
You've
yeah.
worn it. You've worn it several times.
I've worn
Steve.
This hat before.
Yeah, you've
yeah,
worn it before.
You've had this hat.
Yeah, Steve's had it.
We've
on.
All had the hat on.
Midwest Bank,
sponsor of Hour 2. Thank you to Midwest Bank. 464-5685. Call or text as always. Yes, tomorrow is the spring game, 11 a.m. kickoff here in Lincoln for the spring game. Matt Rhule did speak yesterday before, as his last session before the spring game. Sip, were you there, Steve?
I was there, yes. Okay. I was there.
How was his mood?
It was fine.
Did he address you as Steve?
I don't think so.
Did you identify yourself as on three?
I did not, because you didn't have to.
Okay.
You should every time, though.
He did say right off the top a line that I was happy to hear, because you never know what you're going to get in these spring games, right? But he said it's interesting. It's interesting and not interesting, and depending on how you look at it. He said the goal is to play a game. The goal is to play a game. That's nice to hear, because you're not always getting that in this day and age, right? I don't know what all teams are doing. Some are doing nothing. I mean, some. I don't think Wisconsin does. They just have a practice, right?
I'm not sure what they have.
Yeah. But anyway, they
used to be Butch's Bash. Don't remember we went there. That
was awesome. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I wish I was there for that.
So the goal is to play a game. They played what resembled a real game last spring. Now, he said, as was the case last year, there'll be offensive linemen who have to rotate between teams. And he also said there's a lack of depth at receiver because some receivers are limited by injury. And that will impact how the scrimmage is structured, the depth at receiver. But by and large, he wants to have, you know, two teams and a game played. So it would be the ones and threes on a team and the twos on a team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there'll be guys shifting between teams. But he wants a let's play a game approach, which I was happy to hear. It makes it more palatable. The quarterbacks will be in green, and they will shift between teams. But that's it. That's what we're talking about. He said it can't be like last year where you play for a while, then you start fumbling the ball around.
Yeah, that was concerning.
That was 8 turnovers.
That was not good.
8.
Yeah. And obviously the part that adds up is there was 8 turnovers in the spring game, and then there was a turnover problem throughout the season.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, hopefully you want to be – that is stressed. I guarantee that is heavily stressed by everyone who touches a ball.
Yeah, when it happened last year, it was easy just to say, you know, you kind of poo-pooed it, right? Yeah. But then it happened. Then it happened during the season. He treats it like a pretty important thing. He said, if it's ugly, then we didn't accomplish what we wanted to accomplish this spring, right? And he always goes back to they're 5-7. You know, he said, we're 5-7 till we're not 5-7. And we have to keep getting better. I like the approach. I do. I'm glad they're playing. It makes it a little easier to cover.
Yep. Rhule was asked, for all the fans who want to come see Dylan Raiola play.
Yeah, what'd he say?
What would you tell them? Here's Matt Rhule yesterday to that question.
Yeah, I can't even answer that. Like, not disrespectful to you. Like, I'd hope, you know, was the line from Gene Hackman and Hoosiers where they're all chanting for Jim, and he's like, I hope you'd cheer. The Husker fans I meet, I'm sure they're excited to see Dylan play, but most of them, they come to the warmups here because they want to see all the players. So, we don't love any one player more than anyone else. So I hope Husker fans have pretty high standard. You know, I'm sure that if I was a Husker fan, I'd just be coming hoping that the ball's not on the ground. You know what I mean? Like, hey, let's play real football. So, you want to be the starting quarterback at Nebraska? You better be ready to deal with the heat. You know what I'm saying? So, Heinrich learned that last year. A lot of guys have learned that it's hard. You know, after games, You guys don't talk to Gifford after every game, do you? You don't talk to Nash after every game. You talk to me and the quarterback. And so the two people with the most pressure are me and the quarterback. And so they better – if a freshman's starting, they better learn it now.
We've talked about this spring. Well, we overemphasize what we see on Saturday for Raiola. Because we haven't – you know, you saw him twice for 30 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. An hour total in the spring, basically.
Yeah.
In different practices.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't even watch him that much. I honestly didn't watch him that much.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
saw him some.
Because everyone else was watching him.
Well, no, just because I was trying to watch some other stuff. I got a good idea what Dylan does. And they're just throwing on air. I mean, there's just not much to learn. I mean, Jeff Sims looked incredible last spring throwing on air. Big guy, ball comes out of his hand, good. What's it mean? Yeah. Not that much. Turns out it didn't mean anything. I think his number, Jake, was one TD and six picks. How's that for a ratio?
Not good.
One TD, six picks. But he looked good throwing it.
In the spring.
With nobody covering anybody. Yeah. So I don't know. You don't learn that much there. But Dylan, I saw him in Hawaii. You know, those practices with Zim.
We haven't had Zim on the show, by the way.
Mike Zimmer. Yeah, Mike Zimmer's now back in the business. He's a defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. But anyway, I mean, I saw what I needed to see there. But, obviously everybody's going to be watching Dylan. And the defense. Rule said, did you have that sound on the defense? Which he said they did not have a good day Saturday. He didn't know on Saturday because Bill's been there. You don't know exactly what it looks like until you see the film. Apparently, the film didn't look good either because he says the defense did not have a good day Saturday, so he expects Tony White's guys to come out raring this Saturday. We'll see on that.
We will see. Well, it's always an interesting spring game. I don't know this, but a lot of times there's restrictions on, hey, we're going to play two or three coverages. We're going to do two or three things. Or sometimes it might just say, let it fly. Everything is out there to be able to do. So, but there will be a conversation. Like what might just be, no, everything's up. Or everything's up but this. Or it could be just like, no, we're going to keep it this. You have a couple different looks you want to see. When you go to a spring game, what you want to see, one of the things you want to see the most is strain. You want to see strain and you want to see fanatical effort. That's what you want to see. You want to see when I was out at Utah, I was sitting there with the defensive coordinator and we were with the defense. And so he said something do you want to say anything about the spring game? Cause they were playing one coverage the entire game, just keeping it very simple.
Yeah.
Keeping it very simple like that. And I said, yeah, I'd get my butt to bed early. I'd be woke up and I would be ready to go. And I would strain so hard that I put it on film. And whether it's like, oh yeah, we're just playing this one coverage, watch me play it, and watch the effort that I'm going to play with. The strain is what you're looking for.
You
just want to see, okay, we were handcuffed. We could only play two or three calls. Don't care. What was your strain? How well did you get off blocks? How did you play your technique? All those things that goes.
Well, this quote gives you an idea of what the game will look like. He threw this in kind of late. He said to him, this isn't the, I mean, he's talking figuratively, he said, this isn't the red white game for me. This is the red and white shootout. He said, I know we'll be able to run the ball. I want to see if we can throw the ball. I want to see if we can catch the ball. I want to see if we can engage in 2-minute offense. He said, there'll probably be a lot of no huddle 2-minute stuff. So I want to see if we can throw, catch, rush the passer. So there, that gives you an idea of what it's going to look like. There'll be a lot of throwing, not as much run.
Well, you said it, but there's going to be a limited receiver depth out there.
Yeah, apparently there's some guys out. I don't even know. He didn't say who. I mean, Malachi Coleman, we know, hasn't practiced. He practices, but he's in a green jersey. I don't know who else is all limited right now. So I thought they had enough of them, but apparently not. So I'm kind of halfway looking forward to it. Halfway.
Thud kickoffs? Punting and place kicking, also no live tackling and special teams to be expected on tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow's
There'll
game.
Be some specials, but you're right. No live tackling. A lot of passing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many teams do live special teams work out there.
Seen much of that. No, and part of the thing also gets a little jacked up on special teams is how things are set up with who's going to be on those teams. And sometimes it'd be because you don't want anybody from crossover from the red and white. So it makes it a little bit harder, but you still want to get good work out there. Like I watched Illinois and they went out there and they had just the kicker and two returners and they worked on their return. Mm-hmm. They were on fielding the ball with what they're going to do at that time. I would still like to see if you get a kickoff team out there, work on the timing of the kickoff.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot out of that. Do it in the stadium. It's still, like I said, it's not a live situation.
No.
But there's little things you can get out of it.
I mean, I think that, I mean, I'm not telling you or anybody that any coach something they don't know. But if I were in that, in those shoes, I would make this a practice. Like, I mean, we got to get some stuff done. You only get 15 of them.
So let's just
limited number of practices in this sport. Yeah. 15 of them.
I would be excited if you had this weather.
Oh, you
tomorrow
would.
For my punt returner.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got some rain and we've got wind. This is issues, but guess what? It's going to come up in the fall. So we get to practice fielding balls in this weather. Mm-hmm. Just to, or tomorrow, you'd like to be. If I'm the special teams coach, I'm like I want some wind. I want to see how we handle punting into it, with it, how we field balls, all those scenarios that can come up. Because just the 72, no wind, that doesn't give you a chance to work on some things that happens in the kicking game when your foot hits the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So 11 a.m. spring game tomorrow. We got some things to look for there. Obviously some receivers not playing, but
Jake, are you going?
It's a great question.
Now it's a little different. Now you would have never missed it, but now you have something.
That's not true. I've missed the spring game
before.
I've watched every spring game. I have not gone to all of them.
Okay.
I haven't been for a couple of years to the game itself. I don't know. I've got invites to go. I got tickets by myself. I can go. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to have tickets.
What was the charge? What was the charge to get in?
I think they're
$10.
$10. Not that much. Yeah.
Okay.
Not that much. I do not know if I will be in attendance. I have an option, but we'll see what the morning brings. Sip will be there.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's my job. 11 a.m. I'm just thinking. We're not doing a pregame show.
We are doing a pregame show.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay. Good to know.
Was there any talk from with Dannon, the AD, of him firing 10 people?
No.
No? Okay. Just want to know.
No. Why do you say that?
Because Trev fired like 10 people at A&M.
I think 18.
It was 18?
Yeah.
I think fired
Fired
18.
Yes. Trev's,
18. So I just wondered if that's like something.
Went in there.
Yeah.
If it went in there and cleaned some house.
Yeah, cleaned some house.
Do you suppose a president of a university, does it factor into the equation of hiring an AD? I'm not joking around here, by the way. Previous experience in that sort of role, like going to UNO and making.
Slashing.
Slashing the sport, very controversial.
Great question.
Like, I wonder if you look at that and say, well, he has done it. He has thick skin.
And it had to be well discussed prior to taking the job.
I would think so.
I don't think all of a sudden he went to the president and chancellor and all of a sudden goes, hey, quick nuts and bolts things here. I'm going to let 18 guys go or 18
in the athletic department.
18 goes.
Got to cut some fat.
You guys good with that? We're going to trim the fat.
Yeah. I imagine he knew going in that was going to be the case.
You ever see that line in Horrible Bosses?
No.
He said that. It's like, hey, we got to trim the fat. What are we going to do? Fire the fat people. He goes, yeah. He goes, get rid of Marge. Then the guy goes, Marge is pregnant. Trim the fat.
Anyway, I don't see any cuts coming from Dan and major cuts. Anyway, they got rid of
him.
Could you imagine 18?
It's a lot.
I couldn't 18, you're fired.
18.
They had too many people is what my first thought is. I mean, there's 18 that can be fired? Wow.
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yes, it's a lot. Before we get to break, if you were one of the people in the state that was affected by hail damage last night, you might want to give a call to Metal Arc Exteriors.
Absolutely.
Because they can fix anything with hail damage. They can everything with your house. Exteriors, everything they have, they can fix all this. Please call Brett at 402-875-2956. Hail, storm, and wind damage repair restoration specialists is what they are. They specialize in that stuff. Go to metalarkexteriors.com or, again, call 402-875-2956. Don't let that linger.
There had to be some damage to the corridor of Nebraska. Get a hold of these guys.
The corridor.
When we come back, it is time for Bill Tease This.
Tease This. Remember, we want to get off the stream so you can hear the music.
Yes.
We want to go headphones in. This is a new segment by me.
Yes.
It's an all-new segment. And I think
interesting.
And I think this song... I talked about this because Steve doesn't know what it is.
I don't.
It's going to be like a quadruple grand slam home run.
Or
you're going to be like, I don't have any idea why you played that. But there's a message to why it was played.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's a tease. That's a tease. Bill's Thrills. New segment. Next, an early break in the ticket.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.